Do you feel, looking back, that this might look like enabling behavior in terms of what happened because of this, the covert payment and not referring it to the ethics panel?
No, I don't think that's fair. I think what really happened here, and I, you know, will readily say we made mistakes along the way, and the confidentiality was a mistake, and the fact that the ethics panel did not do the investigation was a mistake. But what happened here is the people who made the decisions, and me ultimately responsible for, felt that they were doing what was best interest of the victims here. And the victims did not express the desire not to come forward in that regard. And one of the things we are very, very cautious about is to make sure that the way this is treated will never be construed by somebody who has a problem that they will be reluctant to come forward to the appropriate place.
So you've got to balance some very tough competing interests that are important standards in the law.
Yeah, but more importantly, the issue of the victim's privacy versus the public's transparency is a very delicate balance that has to be made. And perhaps we overweighed the idea of privacy with, you know, in doing it. This was not a cover-up as such. This was a pre-litigation settlement. It resulted from a mediation of the issue. And based on the exposure that employers generally have for a hostile workplace, we felt that we were getting a reasonable deal in settling the case the way we did. The mistake was not making it public. The mistake was not proceeding to a reference to the Ethics Committee.
How far apart were the instances in terms of reporting?
Like how far apart in terms of how they popped up? Do you know how far they were apart?
No, I can't tell you that. I don't know. I really don't know.